Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. If fire break out and catch in thorns, so that the stacks of corn, or the standing corn, or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. But if he will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which he let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein ye dwell. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until ye perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zebah and Zalmunna into mine hand, that I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he took the elders of the city and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. But the sons of Belial shall be all of them as thorns thrust away, because they cannot be taken with hands. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns, and bound him with fetters, and carried him to Babylon. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalloweth up their substance. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. They compassed me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. And they shall come and shall rest all of them in the desolate valleys, and in the holes of the rocks, and upon all thorns, and upon all bushes. And it shall come to pass in that day that every place shall be where there were 1,000 vines at 1,000 silverlings. It shall even be for briars and thorns. With arrows and with bows shall men come thither, because all the land shall become briars and thorns. And on all hills that shall be digged with the mattock, there shall not come thither the fear of briars and thorns, but it shall be for the sending forth of oxen, and for the treading of lesser cattle. For wickedness burneth as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Fury is not in me. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them, I would burn them together. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joy city. And the people shall be as the burnings of lime. As thorns cut up shall they be burnt in the fire. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof. And it shall be an habitation of dragons, and a court for owls. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, Break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. And they shall be ashamed of your revenues, because of the fierce anger of the Lord. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall that she shall not find her paths. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up, Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver, nettles shall possess them. thorns shall be in their tabernacles. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. He also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the care. And they clothed him with purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began, For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it, and choked it. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man! But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned.